everybody, and welcome back to the American Horror Story Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I'm here to talk about American Horror Story Hotel with you, with my co-host, Christina. Christina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am fabulous because I got my phone screen fixed today, guys. I'm really happy about that. So because of that, this is going to be a great show. I'm in a good mood. Unfortunately, we are down one host this week. Jeff was unable to join us, but we are going to just talk about this week's episode, and it was a really good episode. I really, really liked this episode, honestly, because I love the 1920s, and a great bit of the episode was flashbacks to 1925, and I was very excited about that. How did you feel about it?
It was probably definitely my favorite episode so far this season.
Right. Absolutely was in love with it because the costumes were just amazing. And Lady Gaga and Evan Peters slayed me this week. I was just dead.
I liked that pairing. I really did.
I really, you know, and we've been suspecting it the whole season, but to finally get it confirmed and seeing it happen, seeing it play out, it was intense.
Hmm.
They could pair Evan Peters literally with anyone, and I'd probably enjoy it.
With me? I'm
kidding. I was about to say I would enjoy it the most if they would pair Evan Peters with me, but
same.
Unfortunately, I don't foresee myself joining the cast of American Horror Story anytime soon. So,
I don't either for myself.
I'm going to just pray for conventions, and then Evan Peters will just have to fall in love with me there. I don't know. that's the only option, I guess. But I really, really did like their interaction. Now, were you surprised at all to see Finn Wittrock again?
You know, I was actually about to ask the same exact question, word for word.
Really, were you?
I really was. When they
said
the character, what?
I was just going to say, did you immediately recognize him?
Yeah, I recognized Finn. But when they said, you know, Rudolph Valentino, I honestly couldn't envision anybody else playing him except for Finn because I feel like he really had the look that Valentino had.
That's true.
That was
very true.
To see.
I was
like,
too.
You just died.
Oh, I know. See, because I saw his name on the opening credits, and it was like special guest star Finn Wittrock, and I was like, okay, well, what are they doing with this? So when it was happening, I'll admit, my dad and I were kind of like, wow, that guy looks a lot like Finn Wittrock. And then I saw, like, the mole on his neck, and I was like, holy shit, I've been played for a fool. That is Finn Wittrock. For half a second, I thought that it was somebody else because of the way his hair was slicked back. But I did recognize him, of course. But I was like, wow, they got pretty accurate there. Then
they
I realized,
really
oh, it is him. Because I immediately remembered the Countess saying that Tristan reminded her of someone. So I was like, this has got to be it. You don't?
No, I don't remember that.
I'm not sure, like, exactly which conversation it took place in, but it was very early in the season, and the Countess was saying to Tristan, you know, I've never experienced anything like this before. You just remind me so much of someone else I used to know. And talking about
oh.
how beautiful he was. Yeah. And then, like, especially when she was talking to Matt Bomer's character, Donovan, and saying, you know, he was like, well, you just met him. He's just some stupid model. And she's like, well, it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. And it's because now we know she kind of got the chance to relive her first love a little bit.
That touched my soul.
I know. I was very emotional. I wasn't expecting that to be, like, her first love or anything. And we also know now that Valentino is technically her maker, right?
Yeah.
So it all started with him.
I really didn't expect them to come out of that room, though.
Right. I didn't either. See, and when that happened, when they came out, I was like, is this some ghoul shit, like, from Supernatural? Like, you remember those weird-ass things?
I hated those
things. I thought
that's
what they were
getting. They were so
creepy. They really were. And I was like, what the hell are these things? And it reminded me of that, like, creepy thing from Murder House that was, like, scratching everybody's eyes. And I was like, okay. Then, obviously, find out it's Valentino and Natasha. And James March cask of Amontillado'd them and bricked them into that wall.
Mm. No two.
I gotta say, though, do we blame James March for behaving that way? That's the
honestly,
question of the night. I don't either. Because to him, you know, he's always thought the Countess was his. But I felt so bad for James March after this.
I did, too. I feel awful.
Like, he really loves her.
Exactly. And then, you know, he's with, what was her name, Natasha?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Natasha and Valentino, you know. And he saw that. When he saw that, I said, oh, shit.
I know. I was like, oh, damn. He just heard all of that. And I felt so bad for him. And even in the modern day times where she has, when the Countess has the dinner with him and everything, and they're talking about, like, this agreement that they made, and he's, like, still head over heels for this woman. Yeah.
Now, here's a question. Is he just a ghost, or is he, you know, a vampire, too? I think he's just a ghost.
There's a lot of debate. There's a lot of debate on that, but I think, personally, that he's a ghost. But maybe that's...
Yeah, because he never leaves the room.
Right, he never leaves his room, and now him never leaving the room specifically may be part of the deal that they've made, because they briefly mentioned having some kind of deal where they have, you know, the monthly dinner. So maybe that's part of their agreement, that he's going to stay within the confines of his room, because I feel that he definitely would have been causing some shit if he knew she was hooking up with so many people.
Oh, he probably would have been. He wouldn't really be in the wrong for that.
No, he would not. And, oh, my gosh, American Horror Stories really got to stop having me be so sympathetic for serial killers. This is not healthy.
She said she wanted to watch. When she came in there with him to, I think she came in, and she came in on him, you know, cutting up somebody.
Right.
And she's just like, next time I want to watch. Do you think that she urged him further to kill more people? Because we don't really know who or if that was his first kill or not, or how many he had killed beforehand.
That's very true. And the thing about that, I think you're right. I think her accepting that and encouraging him made him more okay with it. Because if
it made
you go
him
back to...
Love.
Right. Like, if you go back to other television shows, like, involving serial killers, like, take Dexter, for instance. When he was younger as a child, he was very unsure of how to feel about his emotions, and he kind of kept them to himself. But once he taught someone and kind of find out how to utilize that sociopathic tendency and the need to kill people, it became more normal for him, and he was okay with it. So I think her saying that made him okay with it.
I feel that.
Like, damn, I feel like Gaga. If she hadn't said that. I know, damn it, Gaga. But I feel like if she hadn't said that, or if she had some way, like, rejected him, then he probably would have still killed. I think it's naive of us to think that he never would have killed anyone again. But
yeah,
he probably would have done it less frequently, and he would have tried to hide it more, probably.
That's probably why she started killing, is because she watched him so many times, and she, of course, needs the blood to continue to thrive. So she probably helped choose the victim.
Right, and over the years, she probably became desensitized because of what she watched him do.
Exactly. Ugh.
Very interesting. Very interesting. But I'm loving James March this season. I feel bad for
him
after this episode.
Bless his heart, even though he's, you know, bless him in that sense.
Right. Bless his little serial killer heart. Happens to the best of us. But, yeah, I'm excited to see that more. Now, here's the question. The flashback that we have is in 1925, and I'm assuming that the two married in the same year. Somebody lined it up, and in the clip we see where she visits the murder house to get the abortion, the time code says 1926. How do we feel about that now?
I think she was probably pregnant with Valentino's kid instead of James March's kid. Because of the way that she... Because we know that he wasn't really dead, and she probably didn't want him to find out that she was pregnant with Valentino's kid because he would have killed him and her.
Yeah, right. See, now that's a very good point because, see, James March at the time would have still been human. So if Valentino is the one that got her pregnant, it stands to reason that that virus could have messed up his DNA, and it also explains why she's so protective over the child. Because I'm not sure she would have been the same way if it had been James March's child.
Exactly. And Valentino is, you know, Rudolph Valentino is who she loved. That was probably her true love.
Right.
Because
it's her last...
she never told James he loved him.
Right. And that's like her last attachment to him. That's the last thing she could
not
hold
anymore.
On to of him. Damn. Oh, God. And... when she found out what he did to them, how did you feel about her reaction?
I wasn't surprised that she flipped a dick. I would have flipped one, too.
Right, I wasn't surprised. But
because, you know,
she's
gotten over it.
That's right. It's got some mixed feelings about the whole situation. Because, like, I'm kind of team James March, but at the same time, like, that was her true love, you know what I mean?
But she was married to James, so...
I know, it's so complex. I don't even know how to feel about it.
I don't either.
So
he probably felt
that
he was justified in doing that.
I think that's exactly the way that he feels, honestly. How do you think it's going to mix everything up now that we have this?
Oh, they're probably definitely going to get revenge on the Countess. They might even kill her.
Oh,
but
my
they
God.
Can't kill
James
Mark because he's already dead.
Right. Well, see, now, here's an interesting thing. I, of course, do my little research, and I scope out the internet before we do these things. And I visited a couple of American Horror Story pages, and somebody was there when they were filming some scenes in wherever they were filming. I think it was L.A. And Lady Gaga was there, and Finn Wittrock was there. However, he was not dressed like Tristan, and he didn't have Tristan's hair. So everybody was like, well, what does this mean? Because he looked like, you know, his hair was slicked back. He was dressed in, like, classic clothing. So now it stands to reason that this is Valentino.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how they're going to reconnect, and if what seemed to be a positive meetup will actually go south.
His, Natasha, his wife, is probably more likely to persuade him to, you know, to hurt her because he seems to not want to blame her at all. He says at first, you know, oh, she had nothing to do with this, but then she changes his mind.
Right. Natasha is very... I don't know how to feel about Natasha.
I don't either.
Her dress was beautiful, though.
Oh, it was. But Gaga's wedding dress was probably my favorite outfit so far.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. All of the clothing from this episode was amazing. And the dress that she wore when she goes over to Valentino's house for the first time. Oh, my God. Just kill me now because it was so pretty.
Give me all of them.
I was just, like, in tears over how beautiful the costumes were this episode.
They were beautiful.
They were extremely beautiful. Now, here's a question, and I want to see your opinion on this. Now that we know why the Countess has such a connection to Finn Wittrock's character, Tristan, do you see why she would rather kill him than let Liz Taylor have a relationship with him? Or are you still thinking that that was wrong of her?
I've got mixed feelings because such a strong resemblance to him, and now that we see, you know, it's meant for him to have such a strong resemblance to Rudolph Valentino, Tristan had, you know, the resemblance. She probably was starting to fall back in love with Valentino and was imagining herself back in that time. So she probably didn't want somebody else to date someone that she was so in love with. But then again, that was wrong for her to kill him because he wasn't Valentino. You know, it wasn't the same guy. Far from the same attitude. So.
Right. I'm on the same page. I think what it is I understand why she did it, but I do still think it was wrong of her to do, because in a way, you got to think of it, the Countess lost her opportunity to be with her true love, so I don't think it's very fair of her to do the same thing to somebody else.
Exactly.
So, I understand why she did it, but still, I got to say, it's still a bad choice. Poor Liz Taylor was broken after that.
She was tore up from the floor up.
Very true. She was indeed. But, yeah. I think that's all that I had for as far as the Countess's story. Did you have anything else in relation to the Countess and James March before we move on to the next character?
No, I think that's all I had.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about John Lowe now.
Oh, Lord, this man, a mess.
He was a mess. Now, he gets into this mental hospital with the intention to get to the bottom of the Ten Commandments killer. How did you feel about the meetup with this creepy little girl named Ren?
I don't know how to feel about that. It was strange to me. I didn't expect a little girl.
Right.
It was weird.
I didn't expect it either, but it was very strange. And I, of course, was going through a couple articles to see other people's opinions on it, and I'm glad I did because they kind of caught some things that I didn't, and they pointed out the fact that it seems as if Ren knows John because of the way she says, will you kill him? And then when John says, if I have to, she tells him, I hate to see it end. And then she just runs in front of traffic. So it feels like they've spoken to each other before. And it's very, very strange the way they interact.
Is this Sally's spirit?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. That, you know, that could be it. We haven't seen a lot of Sally at all this season, which is very unusual considering Sarah Paulson usually carries a heavy storyline.
Man, I am going to flip.
I'm going to go wild, if that's what it is. I'm truly going to go wild.
Same. But that was, I don't understand why she would, you know, throw herself into traffic without even telling him who the killer was. You know, she never mentioned a name. She just referred to him as him.
Right. It's very unusual. And I went through Entertainment Weekly's views on the episode, and they seem to be on the same page as we are, believing that John is actually the Ten Commandments killer and just has not realized that it's him yet. So do you think that it's going to play out Sixth Sense style and it's going to take a while for him to self-realize what he's done?
Probably so.
It
He'll
seems
probably
to
have
be
to
that
be
way.
Back there.
Back at the Cortez?
Yeah.
Seems to be that that's what it's going to all play out to be. And it seems that everybody else is now on the same page as well. So I'm very, very concerned about what's going on with John Lowe.
Isn't it funny that his wife, Alex, she was there with him when he was admitting himself into the hospital. She really didn't seem to care. So I don't even know why
she
was there.
No! Exactly. Like, what is her... Why is she not with her kid? The treatment of Scarlett is honestly absolutely horrible. And I really hate Alex.
I do too. That's not fair.
I mean, like, she has no emotion towards her family, it feels like. Nothing except for Holden.
Which is, that's really shitty.
It is. And very concerning. But,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had such higher hopes for Chloe Savini's character. I'm very upset. But hopefully she'll return for other seasons and we'll see something there. But just really not digging Alex.
I'm not either.
Not at all. But I think, to me, I think that that's all that I had. Did you have anything else that you wanted to go over?
No, I think that was all I had.
Okay, I think that's all I had as well, except for how did you feel about Kathy Bates' line about not being able to pick her butthole out of a lineup?
Oh, my God, I nearly forgot about, you know, Will Drake going to have his anus bleached and waxed. That was my favorite thing.
I know.
I was in tears.
Dying. Oh, and I read the
You know, Lady Gaga didn't even bat an eye.
Not at all. And I was just reading the Entertainment Weekly review on it, and they were saying I would honestly just take an entire episode of the whole cast saying that line in different ways. And I was just crying because it would be hilarious. I could just imagine. And one other thing I wanted to point out, how did you feel about Gaga's eyebrows in that one scene back in the 20s?
I didn't like them that much. I don't think they suited her, but with the time period, I guess it was aight.
Right. I was reading it up on some of the American Horror Story fan groups on Facebook to see their opinions, because I immediately noticed that her eyebrows were waxed. But, you know, it is connected to the time period. But man, it just seemed like they were so obviously drawn on that way. I don't know.
I probably don't like them because I can't ever do it myself if I tried to.
That's true, me too. So, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything.
Ooh,
you do
I know
Gaga.
Something. I know something we forgot to mention.
How
when the Countess and Iris go up to, you know, the hole where the two men got killed, how scared Gaga was, or the Countess, how scared she was, and, you know, Iris is like, you know, I've never seen you scared before.
Very true.
I think she probably thought they were going to discover something about James March, and not that they were going to find that, and that's probably why she was scared, because she's tried to cover it up.
Right, that's true. She does seem like she's been trying to keep that aspect of her life private. She didn't even tell Tristan that she was married to James March. She just said someone. Very interesting. But I really hope we see more of James March, because he just slayed me this episode.
He did. He was on point.
He was very on point. The whole episode was on point to me. I loved it. Personally, I think it's probably my favorite episode, but definitely my favorite flashback ever. I loved it. Loved the entire thing.
That was very well done.
The entire thing could have been a flashback, and I would have still loved it.
Same. I would have still liked it.
Yes, definitely. But I think that's all that we really had for tonight's American Horror Story Hotel recap show. So thank you all for listening. And if you would like to check out more of our American Horror Story recaps, then you can go to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. You can also find tons of other podcasts on there. We've got tons of shows. Christina and I also do Supernatural together. There are shows like The Walking Dead, Gotham, Sleepy Hollow, Once Upon a Time, The Walking Dead, The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and just tons of stuff, guys. Just go check that out. And if you don't want to go to the Audio Boom channel directly, you can go to thevro.com, and you can find on our sidebar, we have all of our Audio Boom podcasts right there for you. You can check us out on Twitter at thevro or on Facebook and Instagram at Variety Radio Online. We're also on Tumblr under Variety Radio Online as well. So thank you all for listening, and we hope to see you again. Is it next week? Are they skipping for Thanksgiving or no?
Yeah, it's December 2nd. The next episode.
Okay, so we've got another 2 weeks ahead of us, but enjoy your Thanksgiving, everyone, and enjoy the next episode of American Horror Story, and we will be back to talk about it as soon as it airs. So we're looking at 2 weeks, and we'll be back to talk about this with you guys. So have a great rest of your night, and goodbye.
Bye.